Whenever you hear the song Waka Africa by Manu Dibango, then it's time for African Perspectives. Welcome to African Perspectives, the show dedicated to the music of and issues about the African continent and Africans in Georgia and the entire Southeast. I am your host, Akinoye Ojo. As they say amongst the ever-resilient Igbo people in southeastern Nigeria and parts of Equatorial Guinea, Ndewo. Welcome to another edition of African Perspectives, a precious time together to add value to the idea of the mother continent through music and words. Even in this ongoing pandemic era, it is still a wonderful delight to be with you again for a weekly gathering and celebration of Africans and the African continent. As we begin the fall season, we are in a slightly elated mood today on the show. We sincerely hope that you enjoyed our special last week, introducing and celebrating the African diaspora. That would not be the final show on this topic. We hope to devote other shows through the end of the year to highlight and focus on specific segments of the African diaspora. Today's show is a little bit different. It is a celebration of life. This is now a phrase that is often commonly used after people's death. We think it might be good to just simply celebrate life, our own life, at least while we have it. And so, our show today is a show of music and thanksgiving. We'll be playing some of our favorite tunes. Of course, even in our spirit of personal thanksgiving, we cannot but lament the unfortunate and exploited mother continent, Africa. What best time to do this lamentation than the day we are setting aside for personal thanksgiving? We're grateful for our personal story, but not so with the story of the mother continent, Africa. And so, welcome to our show of personal thanksgiving. Today, September 27th, the day the world began.
Penthouse.
So far so good though, I did thank God though for giving me life today. So far so good though, I did thank God though for the place where I did today. Everybody say, Ibuni wam, Ibuni wam. Everybody say, Jedi wego, Jedi wego mo. Akaka go, Akaka go mo. Jedi wego, Jedi wego mo. Ibuni wam, Ibuni wam. Eki sukuni waka ego. Chai, odogu akataka. Ina potala mumbeno namba. You change my story, make me rise it faster. Eddie boy, I know I don't say no. Aye, it's the move bullet who money the number. Now every city done the feel the lumber. Him and the most in a you be master. I buy put alone, now I got to know. Aye, I got my toro chineke.
Mama, oh you my
email. I got my toro chineke mo.
Mama, oh you my email.
Iggy digging can this all was up.
I'm a mere to put us to the moon. Every day I go to bless you. Oh.
So far so good though, I did thank God though for giving me life today. So far so good though, I did thank God though for the place where I did today. Everybody say, Ibuni wam, Ibuni wam. Everybody say, Jedi wego, Jedi wego mo. Akaka go, Akaka go mo. Jedi wego, Jedi wego mo. Ibuni wam, Ibuni wam. Eki sukuni waka ego. Uchenna, uchenna geme o. She tomorrow carry bele o. Nigwe kanene kwekele o.
Too much yo, is a debe o.
Oba jodolo sogi kanna bolo. Owa tuba mo sogi kanne bele o. The way you change my life, I still can't believe. If in eme o no ma po e kocha kwa ya o.
O gozi di ma gozi.
Pampara.
O ti ere muta.
Kada pampara.
O gozi di ma gozi.
Lead me higher.
Kamele mo yo.
Igirigin
can be so some
of you to put us on the moon. Every day I'm gonna bless you.
So far, so good, though. I thank God, oh, for giving me life today. So far, so good, though. I thank God, oh, for the place where I did
you, you.
Everybody say, everybody say,
the thankful music of Nigeria's final with So Far So Good as we open up today's show with some gratitude. Before we proceed with the show, let us do a quick check-in on you, our listeners, as we all continue to deal with the challenges of living through a pandemic. We sincerely hope that we are doing our best to remain safe. The cold weather is back again, as well as the flu season. We must take all the necessary precautions to ensure our healthy living. We must do our best to stay healthy and to stay alive. With the assurance that all of our listeners are doing their best and following all the health guidelines to combat the spread of COVID-19, let us begin our Thanksgiving with the anniversary of the decade of political independence in Africa. As our listeners might remember, the decade of the 1960s was marked as the independence era for most countries on the African continent. In fact, we promised to focus our show on the independence chronology for most African countries next week. This will be the history from the end of World War II till the 1960s, the decade when most people of most countries received their political independence. And so, we are in the period when most of these new nations back then are now marking the 60th commemoration of the end of European occupation. With the current unfortunate and challenging situations in Mali, Sudan, and Somalia, one is forced to ask the difficult but necessary question, is this where Africa is supposed to be after 60 years of political autonomy for most of the countries on the continent? And more importantly, is this how we're going to keep going? The current crop of politicians and power holders in Africa must stop and reflect on these questions. While we might lament the lack of economic independence, it is rather impossible for us to pretend that the last 60 years of indigenous rule all over the continent has been anything close to rosy. Great, impressive political and economic starts in multiple nations have been thwarted by increased corruption and visionless leadership. We can only pray that the African Union's Agenda 2063 will be the balm to soothe all the aching joints and regions of Africa.
Ooh. Sure is hot out here. No, I don't mind though. I'm just glad to be free. You know what I'm saying?
Much pressure.
Even on this day of personal thanksgiving on our show, it is impossible to ignore the economic challenges facing the people of Africa. These challenges have now been compounded by the COVID-19 pandemic and all the official efforts to combat it. That the richest continent in terms of human and natural resources is still, in 2020, besieged by severe poverty is unfortunate and sad. The little resources that the Western and the less often talked about Eastern powers of the world do not lift from the continent are being stolen by political hackers who are posturing as local leaders. Astonishingly, or should we say unpardonably, the stolen loot still ends up in these Western and Eastern cities such as London, Lisbon, Beijing, Abu Dhabi, Paris, Rome, and so on, as these crazed and dastardly African leaders stash Africa's stolen money in secret bank accounts and purchase expensive properties and holdings, helping to keep the economies of these lascivious European countries moving while those back on the continent continue to lack basic needs. We can only pray that the African continent, particularly the leaders, will wake up from their slumber and fight for their homeland. For the months of September and October, happy independence celebration to the people and government of the Federal Republic of Nigeria, Guinea, Uganda, Botswana, Lesotho, Swaziland, Equatorial Guinea, and Guinea-Bissau, as they all celebrate their political independence from European domination. Maybe before long, hopefully in our lifetime, Africa will gain a significant level of economic independence. How ironic that the so-called poverty-stricken continent, Africa, continues to support the economies of the so-called developed world. How else can a nation such as Belgium could be counting itself today as a developed nation if not for the resources of the Democratic Republic of Congo?
Chineke neme go kwango benye sege. Every day by day I just dey celebrate. Everything I do we just dey penetrate. I just want to say oh thank you Jehovah. See I'm living large, I get angels for my ghetto. Never forget where I come from, not from ghetto. Oh no 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 no. I just want to say oh thank you Jehovah. I call look if I follow one day you must go. See I come from East the enter street brother you know. Is it me that I turn to beast you already know. Imanonya o yellow mundunge fe yefe. O na o yellow me gonge to ya o. Imanandra ko balungu tunge se hese. Asahu balungu tunga ko ya o. I came with sword and the conquer. My love for them just a wonder. So wish can move on your under. I fire them with the thunder. Mwana kuzi kwanu nuju. Mwana na na. Mano chie. I cover myself. Every day by day, I just dey celebrate. Everything I do, we just dey penetrate. I just want to say, oh, thank you, Jehovah. See, I'm living large, I get angels for my ghetto. Never forget where I come from, not from ghetto. Oh, no, 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 no. I just want to say, oh, thank you, Jehovah.
Go, 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 go. dilly be copy, I never take me photo. You know easy to the jury, governor, I'm gonna. Now, father, because the governor, he be to me. Since I lost my daddy, now he don't adopt to me. I said, gone are the days, the days when no who they argue me. You write the back now, all the chicks, they chick on me. I stand to your back on the chamber, I can't jar.
Every day by day, I just they celebrate. Oh. Everything I do, we just they penetrate. Oh. I just want to say, oh, thank you to God. See, I'm living large, I get them just for my ghetto. Never forget where I come from, not from ghetto. Oh, no, 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 no. I just want to say, oh, thank you to God. Can I want to go father, father, yeah.
Before the break, we were wondering how a country such as Belgium could be counting itself today as a developed nation if not for the resources of the Democratic Republic of Congo. How do we explain the fact that France continues to control and exploit the economies of 14 African nations 6 decades after independence? How can France ever speak of morality and helping Africa when the nation continues to reap from African nations in which it has not sown? Interestingly, as former French President Jacques Chirac noted in 2008, without Africa, France will slide down into the rank of a third world power. Well, as the American President Donald J. Trump noted, it is what it is. France and Belgium are now progressive, peace-loving nations that have created space for African migrants. Why do we need to bring up the issue of all the looting and exploitation done in Africa in the past? That might be a topic for another day. But it is important, even with our elevated mood on today's show, to lament the state of Africa. Woe unto those, including foreign and local exporters of the continent. That is all we have to offer. Despite it all, we thank God for the people of Africa. We are particularly grateful for how the continent has been able to manage the coronavirus. Of course, for many people, the fact that Africans could protect themselves against the deadly virus that has killed so many in all the nations labeled developed is nothing short of miracle. What is there to say than to thank the Almighty and their ancestors for the African miracle? The fact that Africans have learned from previous epidemics is not important. It is simply an African miracle.
It's Legendary Beats.
For better living, yeah. Kilo dale, be hustle to work. Say, you do a labor, me and see. For more dogs to do, you be hustle to work. See, I kill a full man. But you do my own shadow. But I am the one you are so much. But you do my own body. I kill a full man. But you do my own shadow. But I am the one you are so much. One you are so much. I am feeling good tonight. This thing got me thinking.
And so today we give thanks. We give thanks for our personal well-being, for you, our listeners, for our show, African Perspectives, that has been on the air, now going to 24 years. And we give thanks for the African continent, despite its rogue and reckless leaders. The continent which has been exploited and continues to support the rest of the world without much gratitude. We are also mindful of the so-called poverty on the continent. It is always presented without any agency for its causes outside of the continent. Of course, leadership on the continent has been appalling, but one cannot forget all the stolen and still stolen resources out of the continent. Again, we repeat our earlier question. Can Belgium be developed without the stolen resources from the DRC? Can France's economy survive without the funds that are still being funneled out of its former colonies? So are we suggesting that Belgium should return all the resources it stole, or should we say took, from DRC? This might not be possible, but the people of Belgium must never forget that whatever economic crisis is plaguing the DRC is partly their fault. Of course, other points of views exist on this, but no matter your point of view, a fact is that Belgium exploited human and natural resources from the DRC without any consent from the Congolese people. And should the French pay reparations for the colonial and slavery taxes that has been collected from African countries since independence? Maybe not, but the French must get over their conceit of thinking that Africa's economic plight is only due to Africa's poverty mindset. And as another French president, Francois Mitterrand, noted in 1957, without Africa, France will have no history in the 21st century. This was the French president making the statement. Of course, other views do exist, as we noted, but no matter your point of view, the fact is Belgium and France exploited resources and are still exploiting resources in the DRC and the several countries on the continent. Let us enjoy Kenya, a praiseful melody from Nigeria's Flavor from his album Thankful. Enjoy.
If you wake up for morning, from January to December, can never be over. If you wake up for morning, no, can never be over. Jesus,
go to them
it gives me better, better life. I wake up this morning, I'm feeling strong. It gives me better, better health. I have every reason to praise God.
Body okay, leverage you over. Watching a mellow, what you wear, hallelujah. From January to December, can leverage you over. If you wake up for money, no, can leverage you over. January, Jesus, oh, me, qual I am sorry. January, what do me, what you tell me, qual I am sorry.
Gives me better, better life. I wake up this morning, I'm feeling strong. It gives me better, better health. I have every reason to trust God. For poor, my name okay, leverage you over. Whether you old, whether you broke, my name okay, leverage you over. Father Mbaka, adoration, everybody can leverage you over. Emeka Ofo, Jide Ofo, Asimunu can leverage you over.
Up by my music,
see me Ike, my name okay, leverage you over. Awagaji, Zuwada Chief, my name okay, leverage you over.
SMS, you want to put your love on. I am in the church of your chakula, our Lord and personal Savior, the grand designer of heaven and earth, the architect of our solar system.
Oh, God, man.
Through you and you, we know we must rise to the fall, from zero to hero, from grass to grace. All this we say in Jesus' mighty name.
Welcome back to African Perspectives on Athens Public Radio Station, WUGA. It is due to the evil of African leaders that we on our show continue to call out to the African diaspora to include Africa in their thoughts, and why we are forever supportive of any movement that works to the elevation of Africans, no matter where they're found around the world. Here is a continent that has been exploited and robbed by foreigners, now having to deal with a new wave of robbery by its own leaders. It is only Africans, either on the continent or in the diaspora across the world, that can see and save the continent. Who else will most likely see an end to the madness in Mozambique, as people agree to join in the ideological war of religious zealots from the East? Or who else will mostly like to see an end to life presidency, as we have in Uganda, Equatorial Guinea, and now threatening to have in other places on the continent? We might all cling to our nationalities and our newfound identities, but we must not forget the fact that the fate of Africa will forever continue to determine the experiences of Africans all over the world, irrespective of how they got there or how long they've been there. And as we noted from the words of Theresa H. Clark last week in our conversation of the African diaspora, Africa and African diaspora are one. No matter what citizenships, nationalities, ideologies, and all the other dividers might say, until Africa is perceived as wholesome, the African descendants in the African diaspora will continue to deal with racism, discrimination, and racial inequality. Remember, there is never go back to the diaspora. It is always go back to Africa. Here is another song of gratitude from Bajoa, Enjoy.
Ojo ta ni je shige, ojo ta ni je rende. Ebi ke toki eja odore. Oma tori she lombo si o. So much of those blessings in this world we are living. That is why I love to sing. Shigoni.
Eshegoni, thank you very much. For us, we continue our focus today on gratitude, especially for the fact that we are all alive and able to share today with one another and the world. Many had plans to be alive today and are now gone. It is not that we are better than them, but we are just lucky survivors of the day due to God's grace. On this note, we remember all those around the world who have lost their lives due to the COVID-19 virus. May God Almighty provide comfort for all their grieving families. We also remember all the people who have had their lives drastically affected by the pandemic and all the restrictions it has brought. Our prayers are for God's peace and protection for everyone directly suffering from the impact of this pandemic around the world. this one shall pass too, and we will all be fine, especially if we continue to follow the guidelines of health officials. We must work hard to stay alive. Meanwhile, in terms of updates, the military junta in Mali that seized power in a military coup in August has named a civilian as interim president, which was one of the conditions set by the regional bloc ECOWAS. The National Committee for the Salvation of the People, led by Colonel Assimi Goïta, announced on Monday, September 21, that it was appointing former Defense Minister Ba Ondao as president of the new transitional government, which will be in place for 18 months before general elections. Colonel Goïta will serve as the vice president. This is a move to satisfy the condition by ECOWAS for lifting of sanctions against Mali for the undemocratic change of government. We wish the transitional government the best and quick transition towards general elections in Mali.
Excellent music.
Where they play. I like the kind of people I see. I like the aroma, how way I feel. I like the way everybody they do. The celebration, jubilation, congratulations on this occasion. Anyhow, way be, maybe they rock and they go. Yeah, today.
Today's show is an exceptional show involving personal gratitude on our part. we are convinced that venting is also a form of showing gratitude. You have to be alive and aware of what is going on before you can even think of venting. On a more personal note, it is not every day that is the anniversary of one's birth. And so when the day comes around, one has to find a way to mark it. It actually becomes more meaningful and celebrative when it has been a year in which one has had many reasons for which to be grateful. Reasons such as the fact that we are alive to see today, that we have a loving family and friends, that challenges and problems that we have continued to be dealing with have come with solutions, and that in spite of it all, we continue to thrive. To God be all the glory. And we must celebrate all the people born today, September 27, as well as everyone born in the month, the best month of the year, September. It takes some special fortune to be born in September. What a perfect plan. For all those for whom the world began this month, a happy birthday to all of us. Enjoy the day. Here is our annual anthem for September. It is a cut from Barry at 40, the music of Chief Sikiru Ayinde Barrister. Enjoy.
Oh,
As we round up today's show, we want to congratulate the people and government of the Federal Republic of Nigeria on the nation's Independence Day celebrations coming up on Thursday, October 1, 2020. The nation of Nigeria will be turning 60, having attained independence from Britain in 1960. Africa's most populated nation is celebrating the anniversary of its political independence, but unfortunately, there is a mixed report to give about the 60-year-old Nigeria. Nigerians have found themselves rallying behind the government of President Muhammadu Buhari and his fight against corruption, only to be disappointed by what appears to be an uneven fight against corruption. They've also found themselves standing up against forces that are trying to undermine the government as well as cause chaos in the country. There has been an increased challenge to security of lives and property across some of the regions of the country. The endemic violence in Nigeria that simmered after the forced coming of this present government has now returned and worsened in parts of the country. On top of this is the continued economic challenges and the COVID-19 pandemic. In all, the report is quite worrisome, as the government that appeared focused and ready to clean up the mess now continues to flounder and seemingly out of energy, even though most of the promised changes are yet to be fully implemented. And as the young nation turns 60, it is our hope and prayer that this year will be the turning point onto goodness for the nation of Nigeria. A happy Independence Day to the government and people of the Federal Republic of Nigeria. Finally, let us invite you to the Akpero Africana Brandbag Lecture Series organized by the African Studies Institute. The series is a bi-weekly event on most Wednesdays at 12:20 p.m. The ongoing pandemic has led to the change in format of the series. The Akpero Lecture Series, which kicked off on September 16 with the screening of a documentary on the life of the late Thomas Sankara of Burkina Faso, has now moved online to accommodate remote participation. The series now features the screening of selected documentaries about Africa. The staff of the African Studies Institute have carefully selected documentaries central to the realities of the African continent and its people. The next documentary screening will be this Wednesday, September 30 at 12:20 p.m. The documentary to be screened will be Afro-Germany, Being Black and German, produced by German national news anchor Jana Paregis. The documentary focuses on what it is to be black in Germany and what needs to change. The Zoom link is available via the African Studies Institute. You can visit the website www.afrstu.uga.edu. But for more information, please contact Ms. Jamila Jones at 706-542-0506. The number once again is for Jamila Jones at 706-542-0506. We hope you will join the African Studies Institute for this documentary screening on Wednesday. We hope to bring you more information on all the virtual programming that the Institute is doing for this semester next week on our show. Let us close today's show by wishing all of us God's protection during this uncertain period as the world continues to battle the COVID-19 pandemic. Let us not forget, not everything is cancelled. The sun is not cancelled. The season is not cancelled. Relationships are not cancelled. Love is not cancelled. Kindness is not cancelled. And more importantly, hope is not cancelled. We sincerely hope that we all continue to follow the instructions and recommendations of health officials. We must ensure that we make the right choices to keep our loved ones and ourselves safe. And as we leave today, we pray for the families of those who have lost their lives to the virus. Finally, on behalf of my colleagues working with me to bring you African perspectives, Mr. Michael Cardin and Ms. Christina Justice, we thank you for tuning in. For fairness that the world will ultimately have to show to the forever exploited mother continent, Africa, for the newly formed transitional government in Mali, for our celebration of life, for all the people born today and in the month of September, for our political, medical, and public health leaders during this difficult and continuing COVID-19 pandemic, for the spirit of carefulness and never giving up that will ultimately save the world, and for you, our longtime listeners, who've been joining us weekly for the last 23 years, we say thank God for Africa and Africans. Whatever we do, we will not forget Africa. That'll be all for now. The views and opinions expressed on African perspectives do not necessarily reflect those of this station, the University of Georgia, or the Georgia Public Broadcasting. Thank you for tuning in to African Perspectives on WUGA. On behalf of the African Perspectives team, I have been your host, Akinyele Ojo, calling all Africans to the spirit of Ijumaa. I hope you've enjoyed our show of personal thanksgiving and celebration of life today. If so, join us next week as we share with you highlights of Africa's independence chronology. It will be in honor of the many African nations celebrating their 68th independence anniversary in the months of October and November. Until then, I say Odiba, Kwaeri, Sanjima, Kachifo, Kamben, Subonana, Tiwanesa, Uriti, Denawalu, and so long.